Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and welcome to my vlog, where it is both my mission and my pleasure to highlight my creative journey in hopes of inspiring you and giving you specific takeaway. All that way, your journey can be at least a little bit easier. Now, before I fully dive into everything, I would love to take the opportunity to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. That way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So let's get into things. This past week, specifically on Tuesday, I had a chance to go see some short films. So Emerson College is where I went to film school, and they put on the fourth annual 6 in 60 industry film showcase. So 6 in 60 denotes that we would watch 6 films and it would roughly take an hour. They ended up being a little bit longer than, 10 minutes each, but that's okay. It was a great night. So the screen itself was held at CAA, which is the Creative Artists Agency. It's one of the top agencies in the world. So, rarely do you get to go there unless you're like an A-lister. And even then, you don't quite go every day, I'm sure. So it was fun to be able to go there and be in their theater and just the offices, right? Like it's just cool. It's just it's somewhere you would want to be, right? If your dream is Hollywood, then, that's one of the places you would definitely want to be repped by. And so to be in that presence, even though I'm not repped by them, it's just a great experience, right? And also, it's an Emerson showcase, so to see people that I know, people that went to Emerson who I may not know but get to know and stuff like that, that's always a good time. I do enjoy the Emerson events. And the films themselves were really quite fantastic. I mean, they range from comedy to horror to sort of dramedy, and whatnot. One of the comedies was this short film called Jimmy on the Set, Producer Run. So it's about this 50-year-old PA who's been a PA for like 30 years, and PA is a production assistant on films. It's like the lowest of the lowest. It's an entry position that's meant to give you a rise into whatever you actually want to be. It's a great way to start off, but you're not supposed to be doing it for 30 years, so it was just kind of a fun. And even if you're not in the industry, I think it was a movie that one can enjoy. There were some very personal movies, one called Mirage and one called Leaving Lebanon. One was about kind of an Indian American family that owned a motel and kind of them dealing with the day-to-day running of that. Leaving Lebanon, as the name implies, is about leaving a war-torn area. This family has to make that decision and what that means, right? So two very powerful movies in that way. And all of them really were... Yeah, they seem very personal in that way, and I always appreciate that because it just adds something, right? Even if having attended film festivals and stuff like that, not that I go every so often, it's more of a rare treat, but even if a movie like an indie movie in that way is imperfect, there's a certain charm to it when you can tell that the filmmaker has poured their heart and soul into it. And, you just get kind of, there's forgivable elements because of that passion behind it. And you start to appreciate it in that way. So, lots of good stuff. There was there's one that was akin to like Shiva Baby. And not that it was ripping Shiva Baby off, but in its own right, it was wonderfully done and had that sort of spirit of comedy and tragedy. And then the horror movie was called The Thaw. It's takes place in Vermont and based on some sort of like legends of Vermont, which I wasn't knowledgeable of the legend beforehand, but definitely an interesting premise for sure. You know, so yeah, it was just really wonderful to see, you know, those movies, be able to cheer on these people, and then afterwards have a chance to congratulate them, meet with not only them, but they also brought, you know, whoever they could. So sometimes it might be like a cinematographer that they managed to bring along that worked on the movie, or, you know, one of the actors, whatever it may be. And then it was a hodgepodge of also just Emerson people that got a chance to see it. So, yeah, it was a wonderful time. It was great to meet all these filmmakers and learn more about them. It's always difficult because that conversations end up being so short, you know, like a minute, two tops. But still, you know, it's just great, right? And the reason why, by the way, they're so short is because, you know, everybody else wants to come up to them and congratulate them. And so, you know, you don't want to hog up all their time and stuff like that. And so, but it ends up being great. And yeah, it was just a fun time. So I'm really glad I went, and I appreciate that Emerson continues to do these types of events. The other sort of more notable perhaps aspect was that this week we recorded voiceover for the proof of concept that I'm putting together. One of the actors, he will be away on the date that we're filming everyone else. And, you know, even though it's an animated movie that this whole thing is, I am having the actors, film essentially, you know, make believe and use as reference for the animators, right? Like that's the whole purpose behind it. You know, to capture those performances so they can see the visual expressions, the body movement, and so forth. And by default, we record the audio that way. You know, much more naturalistic performances. Well, unfortunately, one of the actors, they will be away, you know, and we knew that ahead of time, even when we cast him. And so this is much more of the traditional VO for animation. So I went over to his place to be able to direct him. I mean, he wasn't that far off, so it was like, hey, let's just get together and have it be fun rather than just over Zoom. And it was a great time, you know. With this proof of concept, it's more like usually you can do a proof of concept as a short film. This one is more analogous to a film trailer, and with film trailers, there's not a lot of dialogue, and not only that, the dialogue that there is given to very few people, right? You don't have like 10, 20 characters speaking. You usually have, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, give or take, realistically. So, you know, and all that to say that it was a short session, but as always, you have to capture, you know, a lot of motion within that. And, you know, the backwards thing, like when you cut together a trailer, you're pulling clips from the movie. This, you know, you're imagining if the movie was complete, you know, what would those clips be like? And so you have to sculpt your performance for those key moments, you know, so that way, even though it's short in terms of the performance, it still has to have all that heightened emotion. And yeah, it was just fun. I mean, this is someone, his name is Keoki Trask. He does this. I mean, he's a true voiceover professional. And yeah, he just delivered. And we played around with it a little bit, did some kind of, you know, iterations of like, let's try it this way. Let's try it like this. You know, since it was so quick, it was like, well, why not? Let's just give it a whirl and see what that feels like, you know? So I had a wonderful time on the day that we film everyone else. Essentially, we'll take these and play it on a Bluetooth speaker, so that way the person who is embodying the physical presence of this performance, you know, they hear the voice and they can essentially mimic to it. It'll be funky, yes, for sure, but I'm looking forward to it. And I thought we got a lot of great stuff, so it's really going to be awesome, you know. And it's incredible to think that, all right, we've got, like, I don't know what percentage, but we're like 0.05% complete on the proof of concept, right? I don't know what the percentage assigned would be, but we have something, you know. And then once we film everything, that'll get us there, and, you know, further along, and then the real bulk of it starts, which is the animation, right? That's what we're all building towards. But we're roughly 2 weeks away from filming, which is incredible and insane. But yeah, you know, the main thing is we just need good weather. We just need good weather. So hoping for that. The other sort of aspect that, you know, I've been talking about and continuing is the revisions for the actual full script. And, you know, one of the core people that's been a part of this project, John Comerford, him and I have been going back and forth and trading notes and stuff like that. And it got to a point, like, where everything was just so frequent in terms of him making adjustments and me making adjustments, that the way we were doing it just didn't work. So we were working through Final Draft, because we both have Final Draft, and, you know, I really love Final Draft, but the one downside, as far as I know, and if I'm wrong about this, let me know, but it's not the most conducive to collaboration, certainly not real-time collaboration. Like, for me, the ideal would be if Final Draft worked like Google Docs, right? Like, that would be amazing. But it doesn't, and there are other software that does, particularly Writer Duet. So it got to a point where I was like, okay, we need a better workflow for this, because we're just getting killed by the workflow itself. You know, you're making changes and I'm not seeing the changes, and I'm making changes and you're not seeing the changes, and it's just ineffective. So, you know, I signed up for month to month with Writer Duet, you know, the $10 version. You know, there's higher tiers, but that was the lowest one. So I was like, okay, let's go. And they do have a free version too. It's just, you can't collaborate with others. You know, if you want others in real time on a project, you do have to go for the paid tier. So I was like, okay, well, it's the cost of, you know, yes, it's more money. It's not a lot of money, but, you know, it is the cost of doing business. And in, you know, in this way, at least, yeah, we just need it. You know, we wouldn't be able to operate without it. And part of it is, I don't love necessarily the interface, you know, but I am getting more used to it. So maybe I'll warm up to it as time goes by, but it certainly works for what we needed to, and in that way. And I think, yeah, as we both get acclimated with the platform itself, it'll be good. And, you know, as a collaboration tool, like, that's what you need, right? And what I also appreciate about it is, you know, I can literally see him writing in real time if we're on at the same time. Likewise, there's the option, you know, I can have it be backed up to a hard drive, or, you know, what I chose was a folder within my Google Drive. So, and you could set it, you know, I set it for every 15 minutes, just auto save and upload there as backup, which is nice, knowing that, you know, by hell or high water, we at least have, you know, something somewhere, rather than just on this platform. So it's been good, in that way, to be able to move forward more properly, more effectively. So that's been a kind of big change. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at. This coming week, we're gonna go over sort of the designs that were sent over from the animation team for the characters, approve those, talk about background characters, and more or less spend time going through the final logistics of all of this stuff, you know. And then the final week, will really be about, okay, let's make sure everyone has what they need, you know, and it'll be a lot of like doing. So, you know, printing out everything so that way we have, you know, all the storyboards, the scripts on set for everybody, you know, making sure we have all the equipment we need, the props that we need, and that it's all organized as best as it can be, you know, so all those things. So yeah, the final week will be very much like running around, you know, doing things. This is the sort of last week of talking about and preparing in that way. So yeah, lots going on, finally culminating, but I'm excited and it should be fun. I can't wait to report back on what that shoot is like. Anyway, thank you as always for taking the time to tune in. You know, comment down below with any questions, thoughts of your own. They could be about what I talked about or anything you'd like me to talk about. You know, happy to answer if I can succinctly and within a reply, or, you know, if it warrants something deeper, then I'll do an episode about it, right? At the end of the day, I love to deliver value for you. So that is my intent. So thank you, and I'll see you next time.